We are back again here with Dad's Life podcast. I know some of you are probably wondering, hey, why are your first couple of podcasts only a couple of minutes long? Well, anyone that's a dad already knows the answer to that question. You don't get that much me time? How much time do you people think I get for a podcast? I get little snippets here and there at a time to put together Dad's Life. Application I'm using is on my phone, so I'm walking around the house, doing my dad thing and putting together this podcast. It's something just to do. No, I'm not talking to mommy. See? Dad's job's never done. You gotta know how to multitask. Something that only women think they're good at. But man, we're great at it too. Well, most of us. You just gotta apply yourself. So I want to eventually, you can interview people, right, from any parts of the world. So I want to eventually call some friends and get them a little guest spot here on Dad's Life and see where it goes from there. The conversation can go anywhere. That's why I said on the intro that I'm going to talk about being a dad and probably going to ramble on about some sports and probably at some point you're gonna talk about my wife, good things, of course, all the bad things no one needs to know about. That's what's a part of being in a relationship. You never down talk your spouse, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your husband, your wife. You don't down talk about your children to anyone, right? If no one knew that, now you know. Keep all that negativity. Negative something. You got something negative to say about your wife? Keep it to yourself. Don't go tell other people. You always got to realize that the most beautiful woman that you ever saw, or man, right, is still beautiful to other people. So no matter what, if you get tired of him, you get tired of her, someone else always there, willing to put up with it. So never talk bad about your spouse. I learned that a long time ago. A wise man told me that. Called my bops. I probably said bops. Couldn't get it out all the way. My pops. Said, I love your mother. You'll never hear me say anything bad about your mother. Because there's someone always on the outside waiting to hear something bad. And that's when they try to swoop in. Oh, he or she don't do this. He or she don't do that. Oh, I could do that. You don't like. You ever notice how it's, this is what he told me. He said, you ever notice how it's easy to steal someone's girlfriend? He said, all you gotta do is listen to her. Just listen to her. That's the first thing the other person's probably not doing. They're probably not listening to your spouse. The second thing, okay, son. The second thing is they're always going to complain about the things their current spouse does not do. He or she doesn't take me to the movies. He or she doesn't like the fact that I watch football all day Sunday, or I watch basketball, or I'm always hanging out with my friends, or I like to shop, blah, blah, blah. So you know what ends up happening? The person that's listening goes, oh, well, you know what? I don't even watch football. Would you like to go to the movies? You like to go shopping? You want to go shop? You should go shopping with me. I know this great store where we can get discounts. Next thing you know, your spouse is off shopping with someone. And they think, oh, this person is so great. Your spouse is off watching a football game. Oh, this person is so great. Next thing you know, you done lost your spouse. Now your spouse is gone. And then here comes the 20/80 rule. The person that left you for the 20% of happiness that you were not providing. Meanwhile, the 80% of all the other stuff that you provided that brought them happiness, they are no longer getting. So now they're with someone who just watched sports with them. But now this person doesn't cook, clean, do anything, take care of the kids, none of that. Now they're with someone, you or them, are with someone who loves to shop. But they're not as hard of a worker. And again, they don't cook, clean, and do all that. They don't open doors for them. None of that. So they got that 20% that they wanted. And nothing else. And that's what happens in most relationships around here. In this wonderful world of ours we call Earth. So, I just went on a tangent. I just went all over the place. That wasn't how I wanted to start my podcast this morning. But it just took It just took that turn, and there we are. As for me, again here with Das Life, I'll give you a little roundabout of what we just did this morning. We had a great, delicious breakfast in which I cooked some bacon eggs for the lovely little people of mine. Bacon eggs and had some toast with some strawberry jam on it. You know, it was delicious, or so I thought, until I realized that one of them only wanted the bacon and the toast. The other one only wanted the eggs and toast. So now I got extra bacon and extra eggs. So, me being the good father that I am, knowing that there's starving kids in Africa, what did I do? I had to eat it. I had to eat it. Yep. And in doing so, what am I doing? I'm keeping up this great thing we like to call the dad bod. Oh, yeah. People always try to downplay the dad bod, but the dad bod is something that everyone needs to become accustomed to. The same way America has started to embrace the heavyset woman, the woman with curves, and all this, they need to embrace the dad bod. Dad bod is the body of a man who has felt out his man body. He's still strong. You know, people here, you got that old people strength, right? You're not cut up anymore, but you're still strong like an ox. You know, that's a dad bod. Underneath that two coats of pizza and warmth, lie abs of steel, biceps and triceps, those pectoral muscles that women seem to love to lay on. They got a little bit heavier now, but you can still, there's enough muscle where you can still flex your chest like, ugh, dad bod. America needs to embrace the dad bod. So, I don't know if any of you out there are listening, but if you just so happen to own a modeling company, you got all these 20-something-year-old models, with their little tight physiques. These little young men out there without the dad bod. You guys need to transition to having some models with the dad bod. The same way runway models are starting. They started off super skinny and now they've curved up some. We have plus size models now. I have yet to see a plus size male model, but I'm not saying they're not out there, but there's possibly. No, sweetheart, right now we're not playing with water guns. We just got back from our wonderful walk. But thank you for interrupting me so I can change the subject here on Dad's Life. So then we proceeded after breakfast, to go play around in the garage. We had our little snack, which I can't recall what it was at this particular moment. But we had a snack. After that, we had some PB&J with some peaches on the side. And we took our little nap, right? We recently just got up, went on a walk. A good little 45-minute walk. Come back to their grandmother's house, which I'm currently residing here. My mom's house is weird, living back with my mom at this age for a few months. Now I gotta wash dishes. You know. I gotta do laundry. I gotta vacuum. I gotta clean up the kids' room. Because my wife's in school right now. See, the 80% of things that she does, which I truly appreciate, and I take notes, so therefore when I'm here, I'm doing the things very well. But it doesn't mean it's something that I currently feel like doing. So we just came back from a walk. We got back to my mom's house. We having our snack right now. And I decided to just fill you guys in here on Dad's Life. All right, that concludes it. Yeah, you're outside. Come back inside. We got to talk to mommy. My wife just called me, so we have to end this episode. Dad's Life. I'll chat with you guys later. Have a good one.